Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Base vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the return of the long-awaited program known as the Homemade Broadcast. My name's Will Koontz. That there is Anna Hummel. It's been a long time.
It sure has. We have so much to catch up on. Namely, you're a married man now.
Yep.
Can you flash it? Yes. That's always like the weirdest thing when someone gets married, like a man that I know, and I'm like, now you're wearing that ring. How does it feel? Does it feel weird?
Well, I actually got my band is just a solid gold band, but
okay.
I'm not a jewelry person. I don't wear any sort of jewelry whatsoever. So what I did is I'm trying to ease myself into the ring. So I got myself a silicone.
Oh, yeah. Ring. Yeah, that's a good look.
Yeah. It's not really, it looks more like skin colored, which is not really.
I get like a blacker.
trying to like, you know, hide it.
Yeah.
I said it was gold on the Amazon listing, but it looks pink to me. But whatever. I mean, it's there. I can feel
it. Okay. Nice. Yeah. How much is a silicone ring? Like $30.
I think it was
$9.99. Oh, I said the F word. Yeah, hell yeah, dude. You can buy like 3 for 20 or something.
Yeah, we're already getting questions of why Anna isn't using her mic. That's a good question, and what? The answer is we don't know.
What do you mean?
I can hear you. I told you I can hear you. Okay, it just sounds like it's coming from your computer.
Oh.
Don't mess with it now. Don't mess with it. It's good. It's fine. Don't let it freak you out. You're freaked out right now. Don't let it freak you out. Everything's
we
fine.
We can make this better, though.
We could, but I don't know if I want to risk it. No offense, but I'm not confident in you to be able to do this. Unless your husband is around, your man friend. But even then, we're just wasting time.
Okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I can hear it in my headphones.
Yeah.
It just sounds like I'm coming through the computer.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. Do you want to take like a? You want me to disappear for a second?
No. Let's just keep rolling. No worries. So yes, we were gone for a few weeks. It took the weekend before and went up to Amelia Island a week early. Stayed in a condo on the beach for a few days and then moved over to the fancy Omni Resort.
Mm.
The wedding was a hit, I would say overall. I mean, I've been to weddings, and I know I'm a little bit biased, but that was my favorite wedding I've ever
been. For sure. I think the people want to know, by the people, I mean me. Do you remember all of it?
I will say that the second half is a little haze to it.
I would be surprised if you remembered anything past 8 p.m.
The wedding night... It was like at the after party. It was just me, my friend Dan across from me, like half dressed in a suit. And I had a Hi-Li IPA beer in one hand. And then I had a fireball shot, a mini one in the other hand. And I was drinking them both at the same time. And there's always a sober voice in the back of your head, no matter how drunk you are, at least for me, I think it's for everybody. But my sober voice went, whoa, 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 what are you doing? These things give you headaches individually if you have too much. Now you're going to combine? That's a really bad idea. And I said, you're right, me. And I put down the bottles and went to bed, I think, fairly early. I don't really know what time. But
did you go to bed or did you pass out somewhere?
No, I just went to bed. I'm a good solid drinker. I don't like pass out in places.
You were on another level of. Now I understand it's like the excitement, the hype. You wanted the people to have a good time. You kind of have to set the tone. you want people to think you're having a good time. Obviously, you can't be like, eh, I don't feel like dancing. But you don't dance. You danced.
I was forced. You danced
so hard.
Yeah. I hurt my knee. I danced so hard. I had a swollen knee for a few days afterwards. But it was fun, man. I mean, it went off. Everything went off without a hitch. It was super fun. I'm just thrilled how everything turned out.
So good.
And then we went on our honeymoon to Secrets in Cap Cana, Dominican Republic. I got sick immediately. Mm-hmm. This is the insight. I'm very paranoid. Usually Anna's the one who's paranoid. But mm-hmm. a few years ago, Anna said to me, well, here's what I do for Anna as a courtesy. If I feel like I got like some sort of scratchy throat, sniffling or something, I don't want to be responsible for getting anybody sick. So I
appreciate it.
I'm just giving you the heads up. Probably nothing. You know, I'm a little bit of a hypochondriac to some degree. Just letting you know. And then usually she goes, thank you for letting me know. I'll go from my house tonight. And she said after that, a few times after, she said, I'm always sick. You're always sick, she said to me.
Mm-hmm. And you snapped at me a little bit. You're like, I'm just being nice. I go, I know. Thank you for telling me, but you are always sick.
And I think that's not true, because most of the time when I feel like I'm sick, I'm just like, oh, I'm fine the next day. I wasn't sick after all. But immediately we got to Dominican Republic on that Tuesday, last Tuesday. And it was like, the plane ride was fine. You know, we got a ride to the place and that was fine. And we finally got checked in and I went, oh no, I'm sick. Like immediately. I brought some Advil cold and sinus with me just in case, because I get sick a lot. And sorry. It's happening. And I was just like, okay, I'm going to push through, grunt through this. Really didn't feel well most of the time. I was like running at 50%, but I just threw some Advil cold and sinus in and then just dumped beers on it. Hmm. That was what I did. And I got through it. Friday morning when we're supposed to come home, I wake up and Julia goes, oh my God, what's wrong with your eye?
To like, you. Okay.
Oh yeah. To me. So I went into the bathroom and my eye is just like got goo in it. It's like pink eye.
Ew, you have conjunctivitis.
Yeah. So I don't know if
did
you know.
Fart on your pillow?
No, here's what it is. I got something going. And in fact, I made an appointment with a doctor today for this, for an eye doctor. I got sick. Like, here we go. I was sick again, like 10 years ago. And this was like pre-COVID. I got sick and my eye would not stop watering, my right eye.
I remember this.
And it never really stopped. So there's always just a slight leak in my eyeball.
Some sort of duct issue.
Yeah. And whenever I get any sort of sinus thing, infection or something, when I am sick, mm-hmm. it just goes to my eye. It comes out in that eye too.
So you think it just like leaked out and
got
infected? I don't know how this works.
From my nose and sinuses and into my eye. There's some sort of connection missing there. Something's going on. Mm-hmm. So I got to figure out what exactly.
Mystery diagnosis.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to get it figured out. I finally just, was determined today, made an appointment with an ophthalmologist today to go get it looked at next or 2 weeks. But so I was on the plane ride, not really feeling great. And also my eye was just red and inflamed. Mm-hmm. And I was that guy on the airplane where you go, get this guy away from me.
Gross.
I was that guy.
You were sneezing. It was like obvious you were sick.
I was doing my best. Like I was really like when I had to cough, just like, you know, I was really trying not to cough at all, but I did a little bit and I was sniffling and whatever.
And your wife was also not feeling well.
She was fine until we got home, home. And then she's like, I don't really feel that good. And then I was like, yeah, I don't either. And then I couldn't taste or smell anything. So I was like, oh,
you know
no,
what that means.
I got that stupid new strain of vid, the Dominican kind. But I did take a test and tested negative. No COVID, no flu. So it's some sort of bacterial.
No, how do you test if you have the flu?
Well, I, listen,
besides
I
like going to the doctor and getting a test, but
the same way you test for COVID.
There's like a strip test or something.
Yeah, it's a combo test.
They had those for the flu. Yeah. I have the flu actually.
You do right now?
Yeah, I took the week off of work.
Oh, okay, got you.
I've been doing mornings with 1210 WPHT.
Oh, very nice.
I'm so glad that nobody knows anything about me at work. I'm just an interrogator. I ask everybody questions about themselves and their life. And you know what's funny is nobody asks about me.
Yeah.
No, because people just like to talk about themselves, and I just ask one or two questions about them, and they just get like so. That's like an intoxicating feeling when people are, you know, interested in you.
Yeah.
You know, I say interesting, like our new friend. Interesting. And so I know so much about people's lives. Dude, one of my bosses, I think he confessed that he's like a swinger or something. I'm so good at this. People just like to tell me their secrets. I don't know if it's my face or just the way that my attention. I'm a good listener. I don't know what it is, but people just love to tell me their secrets and ask a single question about me. So it's perfect.
It can come off as intense too, I think, to people.
Oh, it's fine.
I think if you're too overly curious, it could probably be a turnoff.
I balance it out. Like usually I'll go question, and then I'll say something like confirming. That makes sense. Like I'll be like, oh, I totally know what you mean. I went through something similar a couple of years ago, and then back to the questions. But they're like begging to tell, it seems.
Yeah.
Rarely do I feel like I'm pulling information out of people. It's more just like I'm kind of like setting the path I want them to walk, and they want to walk somewhere. So
yeah. Well, most people don't talk to anybody. It's kind of just watching TikToks and Instagrams. It's not really speaking to a fellow human being at any point in most of their life. So I think people get extra excited when they have
somebody
asked me a question, and now it's, you know, run for the hills.
Right. Right. Well, so
are you doing the radio?
Yeah, all week. Yep. Jeez. It's been so good. I just, please hire me. God, please. I forgot what it was like to be happy. And it's, you know, I got done about 11 a.m. today, and then went straight to jujitsu, like in the middle of the day, like a homeless bum, you know. And then I'm done around 12:30. It was just an awesome day. It was freaking awesome, and I just want every day to be like today.
Hey, just interrupting real quick for an ad for HMB Radio. I know you're listening to HMB Radio, but wherever you're listening to HMB Radio, please click the upvote button, give it 5 stars, Spotify, iTunes, whatever. This helps us with the algorithm, helps grow the show, and we really couldn't do it without you. WillsYouTube.com if you're listening on podcast. Join us. It's fun. Let's get back to the show.
Yeah. Yeah, this is nice. I had I kind of sent a crappy email to my workmates because I was really hoping. I was like, I've never taken 2 weeks of work off ever in my life. And especially since we went remote, it's like I have a computer with me at home. Mm-hmm. So you end up it's good and bad because obviously you can work whenever you want, but then there's not really any reason why you shouldn't be working, right?
Right.
Because you can just do
it. Unless you got married and went on a honeymoon.
Well, that's what I thought. I mean, that is what I thought. I was like, you know, there are certain things that need to be done, and they really do need to be done in a timely manner for like financial reporting and stuff. I'm not going to bore you with it, but there are just certain things that need to be done. And I reiterated that on my goodbye email that I am not going to be here for 2 weeks, just so you know. And these are the things that absolutely need to be done. I came back home and found out that those things were not done. And then I got, that was super like, what the hell? But then it was almost said the S word, stuff that was sent to me from Snoozy McGee,
I know her. Yep.
Coworker, very nice lady, but I call her a nice a-hole because she's nice, but she's kind of an a-hole too. Mm. mm-hmm. she would send me, like, there's attachments to the email, and then it would say, send these to this person when you get back. Now, she could have just sent those documents to that person and totally avoided me. You're just adding a separate party here. But she just opted not to do that and just sent them to me to do later. So I sent a kind of a disappointing, I thought about running it through ChatGPT first, but I said, I guess I need to manage my expectations as far as what I think people are going to be able to
accomplish. You said that?
Yeah.
Just a snoozy, or was it like a reply all? Oh,
it was to the bosses too, the big bosses. Oh,
snap. I almost said the S word. Yeah.
It's just
who attended the wedding, by the way. Can we talk about them?
Yeah, sure.
Big fan of William. Did you know that you went by Trey?
Uh-huh.
Learned that. I think the first night, the welcome drinks night, Julia was sorry, I can say your name right.
Yeah. Sure.
Your wife was talking about you and she said Billy, and my dumb ass, sorry, was like, who's Billy? And Chris looks at me and was like, what? And another girl looked at me and was like, what? And I was just like, oh, Will? Like, because you're not Billy in my head.
Yeah.
You're not Billy. You're not Bill. Right. You're not Willie. You are not Trey. You're Will. Yeah.
So I'm a man that comes from a lot of different names.
Yeah.
I can't tell you the Trey at work, which is what they call me. And that is because my boss's name is William.
Yeah.
His father's name, who hired me at this company, is also William. So I was the third William in an office.
He's like Bill and then William. Trey.
And then I got Trey for being number three.
Was I know William was at the wedding. Was Bill, his father was also at the wedding. What I thought.
Uh-huh.
We had an interesting interaction. So they sat at the table behind us, and William, at some point in the night, Chris and I had gotten cake, and he goes, hey, what kind of cake is it? And I said, I know this is insane because I'm eating it. I don't know. It's delicious, but it's like, I don't know what it is. And he's like, okay. And then he got some and he's like, I understand what you're talking about. He's like, it's good, but like, what is this sort of a thing?
You know what it was? It was a cake, a real cake. It was not like a processed food. It was just a white cake with white icing.
This is what it was. It was like a banana bread without the banana in a cake. Does that make sense? It was very dense. It wasn't like a fluffy cake, which I prefer a dense cake, but it was just an interesting interaction. But big fan of William. He was, I think I told you about this. We were chatting it up. You know, I'm getting a feel for somebody and he's giving me Dana White vibes. And then he drops a something. When I was listening to Rogan and I'm like, you know, ears pop up. And then I just waited for him to finish what he was saying. And I go, it's funny you mentioned Rogan. I go, I used to listen to so much Rogan. I started doing jujitsu. And I've been doing it for about 5 years. And he was just like, he liked that very much.
Well, he did like karate.
Really? He was breaking boards?
He's a black belt, I'm pretty sure, in karate.
He did that?
I'm surprised you didn't bring it up. That would have been a perfect time to bring that. What else do you get to tell people that you're a black belt unless you're set up like that?
Yeah. Why didn't he tell me that? Unless that was a lie or something. Like he thought I was going to like look him up in the black belt. I don't know, Rolodex.
Yeah, no, he's a real deal, like third degree or something.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But yeah, that went really well. The only snafus were Julia put the ring on the wrong finger initially on the wrong hand.
Oh, really? I didn't even.
Well, actually, William's dad came up to us. William's dad's a big, like 6 foot, I don't know, 6'4", like 300-pound mammoth of a human being. And he was like in Vietnam, like did tours of duty, many tours of duty in combat in Vietnam. Like he's just a hard-nosed dude.
Grizzled man.
But a great guy, yeah. But he came up and he goes, because we did a Quaker ceremony. and which is like we walked down the aisle together, and it was like very short and sweet. And he goes, is it a Quaker thing to put the finger or to put the ring on the right hand? And I was like, I told Julia that. I'm like, I think it's the other hand. And she was like, nope, it's this one. And she just jammed it on there. But
it was her left, but you're right. One of those. Yeah.
So other than that, I think everything went off without a hitch. It was pretty great.
Yeah, it was a spectacular time. Your friends were awesome. It's always good to see them. And everything was beautiful. The weather cooperated perfectly. So it was just a win all around. I did notice, maybe we can talk about this. If you don't want to, I'm sure you're open to it. But I feel like, and maybe I'm wrong, but this is just me because knowing you. Were you surprised at like how emotional you felt?
Yes.
During the event? Like, did that surprise you?
I was. I was kind of not like, not somber, but introspective the morning of. Okay. I kind of just like hung out by myself in the morning for a long time and just like listened to some of my favorite albums and, you know, just thought about what was taking place, what has taken place, and what could take place in the future. And then I was, I couldn't believe how much I was like teary-eyed the whole time.
I knew that.
I was not crying.
No. Okay? I would just say like overwhelmed by emotion. Yeah, you weren't like sobbing or anything.
And but as we discussed, this eye does leak.
That is true. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So I guess you could blame it on that. But I felt like you understood like the gravity of the event and what it means socially or in your life. You know, this is going to be a day you will remember forever, hopefully, until you get Alzheimer's or something. Uh-huh. But I've heard and I know that getting married is the most legally significant thing you can do besides die.
Yeah, definitely. It's weird. It kind of does feel different. I didn't think it would feel different.
I've heard that from people.
Yeah.
I've heard people say that they feel more responsible for their partner.
Yes.
You feel that? Like it's not your girlfriend or fiance, it's your wife. Like,
yeah. I can't just leave now. Like
It would just be a bit more troublesome.
It would be cumbersome. You have to get attorneys involved, and it's like, you know, I know that you're not spiritual or any way, but it's like God and government are involved in your life now officially, to some degree,
right?
So it's been great. I'm really happy to just like be done. You know, like just get back to normal now and go on living our life and hopefully enjoy it. And we don't have to do this ever again.
But you enjoyed it. Like you had a great time. It was just fully taxing.
It's and not even so much on me, but more like Julia did the lion's share of everything. And that's stressful on her. So then it kind of can get, you know, pushed my way sometimes based on how she's feeling. So it was kind of stressful, but now it's just like it's done and, you know, it's all good.
Post-wedding blues. I hear that's a thing, maybe more with brides than grooms, but because there's just so much excitement leading up to this day and then it's here and then you're on the honeymoon and then you come back and just like, life again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there any of that?
No, I'm a creature of habit. So I really like just getting into a routine and just like doing that makes me feel most comfortable.
Okay.
So for me, I'm just like, you know, it was super fun, but I'm ready to get back to work.
Nice. Sunshine. Good. Yeah,
first day.
Mm-hmm.
Can
first
we?
Day? Is that what you said?
Yes.
I don't know if that's a callback to Love on the Spectrum.
It is. Yes. It is.
Okay. Good. Interesting. Well,
let's do this first since it's sort of a local kind of story. And then after that, I do want to talk about Love on the Spectrum because I know you are a fan.
Oh my God. Yes.
I
love that show.
I've watched them all and I finally got around to watching the newest season. I've been out of commission for the past 2 weeks. So I'm a little behind. So I'm kind of catching up now. What a great show that is. And I don't know. There's a lot of criticisms about whether it's kind of exploitative.
Oh, 100% is.
It sure seems like it sometimes. But anyway, we'll talk about that in the extra time. HMBradio.substack.com. You can get that audio podcast that we're doing right now on Wednesday at 6 p.m. live on willsyoutube.com on audio only. That's good. A lot of people like that. That's how I consume most of my media. Or you can just stick around with us here, watch it live at 6 p.m. Or you can wait until Sunday and watch the whole thing on YouTube. But why not get it early? Sign up for free on Substack, hmbradio.substack.com. John Morgan, I almost called you Julia. What do you know about him?
Morgan and Morgan. Meat suit.
Meat Arby's. Suit?
Huh?
Did you say meat suit?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Okay, this is so random.
Yeah.
But I think Bubba was friends with him. And yeah. For some reason, I recall a social media thing that John Morgan did where he was dressed in a meat suit in Hawaii. I don't even remember. Oh, it was Arby's or something. He was like advertising Arby's or something. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Vaguely. Yeah, I vaguely remember that.
Okay. So really... meat suit, lawyer, personal injury. I'm just doing like word association.
Yeah. That's basically...
Town law, that's all. Is that him?
He has really done a number as far as, God bless his cotton socks, keeping the radio industry alive. That man spends so much money on radio advertising on all the stations.
Yeah, a lot of billboards too.
God bless him. Yeah, God bless him.
Killing it. He must be a billionaire.
He is. He's getting into his, I think it started in Tampa, I'm fairly certain. Spread his firm, opened offices all up the coast, all the way up to, I think they got the biggest firm in the country,
I think. Yeah. So at least certainly for personal injury, but I think just overall.
Well, he's delved into politics over the past few years. He was a big advocate for marijuana.
I was going to say he was big on weed.
Yeah.
But that's all I know about him.
Well, he released a video saying that he's announcing that he's not running for governor of Florida. In the same video, he also confirmed that he's moving forward with a new political party, but did not give details on his mission. Let's check out the post from Mr. Morg, Attorney Morg. Actually, I think he's disbarred.
What? For real?
I heard. Now, I didn't say it. And this is speculation. It could be wrong. I heard he likes to drink a little bit and sometimes drive his car.
A little DUI action.
I don't know for sure, but that's what I've heard hearsay. So do not sue me because I'm not saying that. But that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
News Channel 8 at 5 with Jennifer Lee, Keith Gate, and Chief Meteorologist Jeff Berardelli.
Attorney John Morgan is moving forward with plans to create a new political party in Florida.
He is also offering a $100,000 reward for the person who helps name the new party. News Channel 8's political reporter Ty Russell joins us in studio with more on this effort.
Yeah, Jen and Keith, a poll from Pew Research Center showed about 40% of Americans want more major political parties. Now, the sentiment is mostly felt among young and Democratic voters. Now, an expert tonight says even for John Morgan, it'd be an uphill battle to break current voting habits.
I went to a funeral over in Tampa. I had breakfast early and 5 different people came up to my table and said, please run for governor.
John Morgan has officially declined, but he's not staying out of politics. On social media, he officially announced that he's forming a new political party in Florida before possibly expanding nationwide.
But I do believe this, that most of us agree on most things. I found that with my amendments.
Morgan is known for his efforts raising Florida's minimum wage to $15 an hour and legalizing medical marijuana.
In the coming days, I'm going to be rolling out the paperwork that I've already got done to have a third party in Florida.
He first floated the idea of a new political party last year. Now he's asking for voters to come up with a name.
I'm going to pay the winner of the contest $100,000. So be thinking of your name.
USF political communications professor Joshua Scacco says despite Morgan's notoriety and large bank account, attracting millions to register under a new party is not easy.
in Florida with.
That's really all we need to know.
Mm-hmm. I'm brainstorming right now.
I mean, the one that comes to my mind just off the top is the For the People Party. That's his.
There's
law firm, and it's kind of still applies.
Ooh, you should submit that.
I mean, I would imagine that's low hanging fruit.
How do you submit it, by the way?
Let's see, like, if I can find that out
on Twitter.
Just tweet out to I don't know. I don't see it. I'm willing to pay the winner $100,000. It doesn't say how. I'm sure you can find out. John Morgan political party naming contest. Google. That should do it. But overall, waste of time. Not going to work. You spend your money elsewhere. Spend it on radio, John Morgan. Spend it on podcasts. Buy alcohol with it. Buy new cars. Combine all the things together.
Yeah, get high, drunk, drive your car.
Sure.
Listen to the radio.
That's what you should do,
my friend. Flip your car. Like with that,
we do have to say goodbye to Radio St. Pete. Okay. Radio St. Pete, thank you. Join us at willsyoutube.com Wednesday, 6 o'clock. You can join for free. And we got the chat going and super chats. And it's a good way to communicate with us. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. Any comments or concerns, unless you're calling to sue me about saying John Morgan has a few Deweys, which I did not say. So don't do that. All right. Have a great day, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.